Do you want custom lashes that will truly turn heads at a price that you can afford? Made You Look Lashes has you covered. Services include volume sets, hybrid sets, classic sets, mega volume sets, and fills. Go online to book your appointment today at treasuresbytrish.glossgenius.com and be sure to follow on Instagram at madeyoulooklashes.trish. That's T-R-E-S-H. And be sure to mention Locked In Podcast DFW for 10% off. All right? Podcast DFW, where we give relationship advice from our perspective and hope you can learn from our 25 years of being locked in. I am TK.
And I'm the butcher. And I'm bumping the fucking microphone.
Yes, you are, with your margarita.
Okay, well.
So, yeah, we out in the front yard putting down some grass seeds, pulling up some weeds, and cleaning out the car, washing the car, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So we thinking about big purchases, like if you made a big purchase without telling your spouse. Now, see, for me, I don't really make big purchases without telling my husband. He's never made any big purchases without telling me. But I have seen people do that kind of thing. And I'm like, why the hell would you do some shit like that, especially if y'all have, not especially, I mean, even if you had, let's say you had joint accounts, separate accounts, whatever the case may be. Baby, what amount would be too big of an amount for you to make a purchase or for me to make a purchase without telling you?
See, it depends. If that purchase you made was for me, the sky's the limit.
Well, I feel you, because if it was for me, hey, you can call me a new car, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's say if I came home and I bought, let's say I bought a new laptop.
Yeah.
It's not a huge purchase. I guess that wouldn't be a good example, because that's not a huge purchase. That's just like everyday purchase.
Well, for me, a boat.
Okay, let's say you bought a boat. And you know you're the only one that used the boat. We don't use no boat. Now, we could use it, but hey.
No, it'd be a bass boat, so we really wouldn't be no.
We could still use it now.
It's not a fun boat. This ain't a go out and drink on a boat. This boat is a fishing boat.
You bought it, you brought it to the house, we could finna use it. But yeah, I think if you were to go out and buy a boat, now, the way our relationship set up, I already know if you bought about buying a boat or looking at a boat, I know you're looking at it because we're looking at it together. So it wouldn't be no big surprise. But if we were in one of those relationships where we don't really discuss finances with each other and shit like that, and then you pop up home one day with a boat, I'd be like, what the fuck? I kind of feel some type of way because, first of all, we didn't have this discussion. I'm not gonna be mad at you for buying a boat. Well, I guess in the moment I would be, but as far as buying a boat, but because you didn't discuss it with me. But I mean, just don't go out and do shit. I would like to be
in the loop,
included in your decisions.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what could you buy that would piss me off. If you went out and made a purchase and you came back home and you had this thing and it was just yours.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not that selfish, so I don't know. And if it's a purchase for me, it wouldn't be a large purchase. Like I said, if I made a purchase, purse, plants, you know, shit, little small shit like that, that really wouldn't make a dent.
You said purse, Like your purse is like cheap.
They alright.
You ain't got no glittery ass purse that came from some guy selling purses on the side of the road.
Yeah, you bet not. Bet the hell not. But my purchase is not, I don't consider the purchases that I make on my own to be like big purchases that you would be pissed off about. See, if you found out.
We started talking about this topic, but it really doesn't even apply to us because we don't make purchases. In all this time, I bought motorcycles, I bought
that I was included in on.
Kayak, I bought cars, you was always included. Right. So it's always, we've talked about the purchase that I'm getting ready to make. And right. If you make a purchase, we've talked about the purchase that you're getting ready to make.
It's so never, we're in on it together.
Yeah. I come home today and I got this thing. That never happens. Mm-mm. Not with us. And I guess that's why we've been locked in for so many years, because that type of thing never happens.
I mean, and I don't look at it as getting permission from you per se to buy things that I want, but it's just a common courtesy. Like we got our savings, right? And I'm not finna go dipping that savings without telling you I'm finna dip in that savings. Or, babe, something come up, I need to dig in that savings. I'm not just finna, you come up one day and you look at the savings, you like, damn, I thought I had $3,000-$4,000 and I thought, you know what I'm saying? It's not gonna never be a case like that for us. I mean, I don't see that happening.
And then too, whatever you buy, you gotta bring it home. Mm-hmm. So it ain't like you could buy something and hide it and I wouldn't know.
See, I don't understand how the women be hiding they shit. Like they go buy some clothes or something, hide it in the trunk and hide it in the back of the closet like the husband ain't gonna notice. That's just, to me, that's childish.
I wish you would.
Yeah, that's childish.
I wish you. But I go in the closet a lot. You know, mm-hmm. Nowhere you can hide something that I wouldn't see.
Hell, your half a closet bigger than my half a closet.
Ain't gotta know that.
Oh. But it is.
Yeah. And I have to know that. Yeah.
But yeah. So, with that being said, is it time for the stupid shit that people do?
I think it's time for the stupid shit that people do.
Or the fucked up shit that people do.
However you want to call it.
That's a fan favorite of the show, y'all. It's fucked up shit that people do. So, let's get into it.
It's time for the fucked up shit that people do.
Get into it, baby. What you got?
Did y'all see that idiot run up on stage and tackle Dave Chappelle?
I saw that shit.
What made him think he could pull that? Well, he pulled it off.
He tackled it. Yeah, he did that shit. I wonder what was going through his head. Like, what was his intention? I mean, obviously, was he going up there to fight him? Was he going up there to say something to him? I mean, what the fuck? That was some fucked up shit.
See, this is what happened. After Will Smith went on stage and slapped Chris Rock, this is what you get. This is people thinking they could just run up on stage and do shit to people now. Because I don't think that would have happened if the Will Smith shit hadn't happened. I think that's all tied in. Not that Will Smith had something to do with it. I just believe that when monkey see, monkey do. When people see somebody do something, somebody else is gonna fucking try. And I'll tell you something, I don't think this is the last time we see this stupid shit.
Well, judging by the way that Dave Chappelle's security handled little boy, people might think twice before they do some shit like that again. But I think the whole Will Smith thing, getting back on that. Will Smith, I pray that he finds the, I don't want to say, well, I guess, I pray that he find himself he'll find his way through whatever he's going through. Because that's not healthy. That's not a healthy situation that he's in.
I tell you what, he lose enough fucking money to figure it out. Because he losing money right and left.
I hope he doesn't lose any more. And I hope that he gets his shit back on track soon. Because it's not his fault. And I don't think we should counsel him. Like, God, we don't need a counsel culture. Everybody trying to counsel this person, counsel that person.
Well, let me ask you this. Who found this?
Jada's.
Jada didn't fucking push him up there?
Jada did push him up there.
He went up there on his own.
No. No,
he's still a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man. Yes, but he didn't. Jada made him go up there.
Yeah, Jada gave him a look.
Jada made him go up
he there. He could have got her and dealt with that look. Did he have to go up there and slap that man on TV?
He didn't have to. But the shit that he's been dealing with throughout the years, Jada made him do that shit. So if we counsel anybody, it should be Jada.
Jada already counseled.
She needs to be counseled.
What the fuck is she? What the? Jada ain't been in 5 movies in the last 15 years.
She needs to be counseled. And we'll need to, I don't know, since we doing the locked in thing, I don't condone nobody, you know, splitting, but I hope that he finds his way out of whatever he's in. His struggles.
You talking about he in a sunken place.
He is in a sunken place.
Shit.
That poor man, he's been through a lot.
And how much of that did Jada put him through?
A lot. Damn near all of it.
Well, he could hit the brakes on that a long damn time ago. He chose the path he's on, he chose. So, with that being said, he chose that path. Ride it, baby.
Disagree. I don't think he should. I mean, I think he should take some time, step away, reflect, apologize to Chris Rock, you know, get that shit back together because I'm sure they was friends before all this shit. It was just a joke taken out of context, you know. But the shit that he's been dealing with in his relationship, when you got your fucking 10-year-old daughter writing letters and shit to dead motherfuckers they never met, hollering they wish they were still alive, and you got to sit up and deal with that shit. And then this lady, when y'all on the splits, she fucking her son's friends in your house, and y'all get back together, and now you got to deal with this shit about, you know, you're not protecting her, or you ain't doing shit like Tupac would do shit. It's just, people reach their breaking points. It becomes too much.
Well, when you reach your breaking point, you should break the fuck out. That's all right. I'm like, go. And like you said, I wish everybody could work every relationship out. Because I love love.
I love black love. Now, I've always said, I don't know if it was me putting that juju out there, Will Smith, I'm sorry. But I always say, when Jada Pinkett step out of line, I'll be right there. So I don't know if it was me put that shit in the works.
I don't know how in the hell, if Jada Pinkett step out of line, you go, where the fuck I'm going to be?
That was when everybody was saying they was...
was what? I wasn't saying shit.
They was swingers.
I'm shit. I'm saying something. We didn't have no conversation about that.
We didn't.
So shit. Get your ass up over here.
So now you better run up on stage and charge me.
Shit. I'm pretty sure about you. Shit.
My security in the back too. They break all.
Your security know me then. So shit. They know better.
My security they break all in the back.
Shit. I had shit. Tell you something. Shit. But either way.
Yeah, either way, that was the guy running up on the stage. Deja, because I know we got off topic, but that was fucked up. But it was all one because all of it happened because, like you said, stemming off this Will Smith.
And even when Chris Rock came up on stage, he said, was that Will Smith? So, technically, it's one big circle.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys,
I think that's going to do it.
We're going to let this make it for the day. What you think, babe?
I'm done.
All right, y'all. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Locked In Podcast. We'll have another exciting topic for you. Be sure to follow us on all social media at Locked In Podcast DFW.
Choo-choo.
And we will see y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.